I love her so much better than myself. It seems to me that when vanity comes into love, it can only be because really you love yourself best. After all, it constantly happens that a man, when he's married, falls in love with somebody else. When he gets over it, he returns to his wife, and she takes him back. And everyone thinks it very natural. Why should it be different with women? I dare say that's logical, I smiled. But most men are made differently, and they can't. But while I talked to Struve, I was puzzling over the suddenness of the whole affair. I could not imagine that he had had no warning. I remembered the curious look I'd seen in Blanche Struve's eyes. Perhaps its explanation was that she was growing dimly conscious of a feeling in her heart that surprised and alarmed her. "Did you have no suspicion before today that there was anything between them?" I asked. He did not answer for a while. There was a pencil on the table, and unconsciously he drew a head on the blotting paper. "Please say so if you hate my asking you questions," I said. "It eases me to talk. Oh, if you knew the frightful anguish in my heart." He threw the pencil down. "Yes, I've known it for a fortnight. I knew it before she did." "Why on earth didn't you send Strickland packing?" "I couldn't believe it. It seemed so improbable.